So we're talking cars right now, but not from the usual perspective of anything technical or prices and all that. We're talking insurance in relation to our cars. And we've got Wynand van Vieren, who is a client experience partner at King Price Insurance. And the reason why we're talking about it is that there's a couple of things that we might want explanation on or even more clarity on as far as car insurance is concerned. So, Wynand, thank you so much for joining us.
As Anya and I talking to you.
Yeah, so we're going to be touching on a couple of things, like the new zero-tolerance drunken driving laws that are coming into effect, as things like the color of our cars, and if you get into an accident while your driver's license has expired, what happens there. Thank you for your time today. So let's start with the question of the color of your car. There's this common perception that the color of your car actually affects your insurance premium. Is this true?
Yeah, Azania, that is very interesting. So let's quickly look at the rating model of insurance nowadays. Back in the days, if you look at your 15, 18 years ago, if you phoned an insurance company or your broker and you wanted to insure a vehicle, all they actually wanted to know was, what is the value of this car? What did you pay for it, And what's the value of the car by the time that you want to insure it? And that determined your premium. So insurers learned over the years that if you, can determine the risk a bit more careful, you can actually give a lot better premium for the client or something more relevant to his specific risk. And then we saw the underwriting of risk develop. And then if you look at it nowadays, the insurers are taking so many factors into account when they look at you as a specific risk. And just to mention a few examples, it can be the nighttime circumstances of your car.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be in a locked garage? Will it be parked in a road outside? That will influence your premium or be a factor on it. And it can be the daytime. Is it at your working place where it's also, behind a boom gate with security? What is the theft frequency and hijack frequency in your specific area where you stay and where you work? Those factors are all things that are taken into account nowadays. Insurers will also ask you, what is your claims history? That might have an effect on the rating of your policy. How many years have you had your license? And a very interesting one that you've mentioned now is they ask you the color of your car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, someone took me on the other day and say, listen, but you say, a red car is less visible. And I actually said, listen, but it's not me saying that. The data over time has shown insurers that, the accident frequency on accidents where vehicles were less visible are more on certain colors. And I've spoken to a few people about this. There's actually people who can't see the color red and that actually never realized it even. But you can clearly see the accident frequency. The data shows that on darker vehicles like black, charcoal, even red, is that the darker colors are less visible, and there you see that they are overall involved in more accidents, where other drivers can't see a car coming or head-on collisions. And that actually results in our circumstances, a difference in premium to a white vehicle from a dark vehicle can go up to 9%.
And so the accident levels on white cars and silver cars and so on, do we also see a lower rate of accident on those light cars?
Definitely so.
Oh, wow.
So if you phone into an insurer, one can test it. If the rest of the underwriting is exactly the same or the circumstances stays exactly the same, you will at King Price pay a cheaper premium on a white vehicle than what you will, example, pay on a darker vehicle. Although it's a small margin, mm-hmm. it does play a role.
What kind of margin? Do we have a figure there?
Well, it can be between 1 up to 9 cents of the total premium paid.
Oh. Wow. Okay. No, that's not small. What about unique colors like that neon apple green? There's the canary yellow. There also those electric oranges on the road. Those are quite visible.
Yeah, and that will count in your favor. Oh. One will see that, you know, that doesn't really make a difference. Those very yellow car, you know, it's visible. What I've also noted is that manufacturers must also have picked up on this. And if you go and you buy a charcoal car nowadays, you'll see even if the lights are switched off on a lot of the models, there are still these LED lights that are coming on, you know, on the vehicle, on the front lights, you know, for more visibility. That's interesting for me. I don't know why that was done, if it's maybe related to the color of the car, but I've noted that. So, yeah, the color of your cars can definitely influence your premium.
Right. Let's go to Andrew, who's given us a call. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Bernard. I've got a question in terms of insurance profiling.
Mm-hmm.
Reason being, my insurance was cancelled about, I think, 12 years ago. And then I phoned a few insurance companies, and then I actually asked them, why is my premium so high? I mean, how do you guys go about doing the profiling? I mean, basically what it transpired was, the installment of my car was actually cheaper than my insurance. So that's my question for you.
Are you able to share why your insurance was cancelled?
Basically it lapsed.
Okay.
Went through a rough time. Yeah, it lapsed, and then I was covered for... I had my own insurance. I had a write-off, and then I was on family insurance. And then, yeah, basically that. That was it.
All right. Vinant?
Yeah, so there are several reasons why, you know, your cover could have been cancelled by another insurer. And obviously, you know, if your previous insurer came to the point that they realized that your risk is of such a nature or an incident occurred that, you know, that will make you a risk that they would not like to insure, then in circumstances that can happen. Now, you also get underwriting models out there where the insurer will ask you, you know, have you previously been cancelled and then refuse you cover blatantly. That is completely unintelligent. King Price, for example, will not work like that. It's important to find out what is the reason for that previous cancellation. If it was due to dishonesty, for example, then you will struggle to find insurance again. Doesn't matter how long ago it happened, because when you enter into a contract of insurance, it's a contract of the utmost faith. And therefore, an insurer will not be prepared to go into a contract with you again if you've made yourself guilty of any dishonesty. Therefore, you know, people should be very careful. You should always just tell your insurance the truth and nothing but the truth, you know, to make sure that you don't find yourself in a position like that. But there can be many other reasons why a policy is cancelled, and that should be considered, you know, in the circumstances to make sure what it is. But there can be several reasons why an insurer can refuse.
Rehabilitation, so to speak, and I use that term loosely here, is rehabilitation possible? As he says, this was 12 years ago. Circumstances were different then to what they are now.
Yeah, it's difficult. So, and in circumstances where there were dishonesty involved, you know, I think it will still be difficult. You know, how quickly can one say, you know, are you completely rehabilitated now? But for example, in circumstances where you were cancelled due to being a multi-claimant or due to a very bad loss ratio, one can build a proper claims history again. So at King Price, we will ask you, you know, what claims have you had in the last 3 years? And that can give one a very good indication. We're not going to penalize you for a claim that you had 6, 7, and 8 years ago, because for now your circumstances has changed and you've built up a new record. And therefore, you know, that is something that we will take into account and will not penalize you for and give you a good premium.
So, Vinod, someone says, can we put reflective stickers, that reflective sticker strategy on vehicles just to increase visibility?
One can do that.
But is it going to affect the premium at the end of the day?
Unfortunately, I haven't seen any insurer that has taken that into consideration.
Okay.
What I can say is one should always just ensure that on trailers and mostly vehicles that you tow, that you do comply with the Road Traffic Act and legislation to make sure that you always have the right visibility on those trailers and so on.
Okay. So next, let's look at the Road Traffic Amendment Bill, which was introduced in Parliament. This was in the middle of last year. And it orders now that no driver may have a blood alcohol reading of anything more than 0%. So the bill adopts a zero-tolerance approach to drunk driving by setting the legal blood alcohol limit for drivers at 0%. How does this affect our insurance?
Azania, that is by far, I think, the biggest effect that we will see in our insurance. In South Africa, we have this culture. We always knew that the limit, the blood alcohol limit, was at 0.05 grams per 100 milliliters in your blood. But up to there, you could still have, drive a car and still be covered. So insurance policies overall will have a clause that will say, listen, you are only covered in circumstances of an accident where your blood alcohol was under the legal limit. So if that legal limit is now suddenly coming down from that 0.05 grams per 100 milliliters to zero, that will mean that nothing in your insurance contract will have to change to accommodate this new law. If you are going to be in an accident and there's going to be any traces of alcohol in your blood, you're going to be in contravention of that law, and that might be sufficient for your claim to be
what
rejected.
What if I've had cough mixture, or I've had a hot cross bun, and there's alcohol in my breath, which we tested right here on the show 2 years ago or so, and we had a breathalyzer. I had a couple of hot cross buns, and Wayne Minar came with his traffic with the JMPD, and they had a breathalyzer, and it registered levels of alcohol after having that the hot cross bun. But they did assure us that usually they would test you. They would give you the first test, let a little bit of time lapse, and then give you the second test. How does the insurance regard circumstances like that, where you're on medication, for instance?
Yeah, if you saw luckily the new apparatus that they use to do these breathalyzer tests are very sharp. I can remember back in the day I was still a public prosecutor, how the Dragger and some of those things that we used to do the breathalyzer gave a lot of problems, and could not always be that accurate. Nowadays, what they will do is they will test your, with a breathalyzer, they will test and see what is the circumstances. And then if there's an indication of alcohol, they will take you to a district surgeon for blood to be drawn. I think with this COVID thing that we have gone through now, it will be very seldom that, or it's going to be quite a while before, they will ask you again to blow into a breathalyzer or anything like that, which is giving both parties exposure. But let's see what's going to happen in that sense. But even if it comes back, you will be taken to a district surgeon, and the blood test that will be done will give a very accurate reading of whether there was blood alcohol in the blood or not. Now, in circumstances where you have taken medication, people should be very careful, because the law doesn't say alcohol that you got from a drink at a party or something like that. It specifically say that there's an onus now on you as a driver to make sure that you don't consume anything. So if you're going to have medication, you're going to have to make 100% sure that you can't be, that there isn't any alcohol in it, and you can't be found to be under the influence of alcohol or over that zero limit that's now going to be the new limit.
Right. Well, we've got a few minutes remaining, so I'm going to ask that we do this quite quickly. Tsego, you are looking for advice quickly from Veinand. Hi.
Yes, hi. We're in a situation similar to your previous caller, where a previous caller's judgment or relationship with an insurer went south, and now we don't have, you know, a way of insuring. And the problem with that was we got into a hijacking, and the insurer came back to say we colluded with the hijackers. Well, they suspected that, and therefore cancelled and rejected the claim. So we went through the ombuds, still waiting, but we don't know, you know, what else to do. It's been over a year now.
And obviously now it's difficult to get insured. And the ombud hasn't judged on that yet, sir.
Nothing, no response yet from them.
Okay. Vinand, any advice apart from waiting this out with the right authorities?
Yeah, very easy. If you know for a fact that you haven't made yourself guilty of that, make sure that all the facts are given through to the ombudsman. They will definitely make a determination against the insurer if they don't have conclusive proof, you know, that you in fact did make yourself guilty of actions like that. I mean, it's very difficult. The onus is big on them, and I'm sure the ombudsman will be able to assist you.
Squeezing this one, Quinton says, what about a white car that's been wrapped in a dark color? What's the impact going to be on your premium? Because we know these car wraps are quite popular.
Obviously, it's only about visibility. So whether your car, it doesn't matter what the original color was, if it's now wrapped in a darker color, you should inform your insurer that there's been a color change so that they can include that in the underwriting and that you know that you pay the correct premium.
All right. Thank you so much, Vinand. Lovely chatting to you.
Thank you, Avandia. Nice talking to you.
Thank you. That's Vinand van Vieren, client experience partner at King Price Insurance. So the next time you pick a car, remember your insurance premium.